right, dear. Not with your clothes on.
Okay.
Over at Tommy's. They were out here playing a minute ago.
We were playing house a little while ago, but Dennis deserted me and all the babies.
All those mouths to feed. How are they?
They're all teasing.
Oh.
Well, bye, Mrs. Mitchell.
Goodbye, Margaret.
Yeah, dumb old Margaret.
Oh, she's okay. She can't help it if she's a girl.
Can I use your bathroom?
Sure, come on.
Hey, Mom! Mom!
Why, here. Hello, Tommy.
He's polite, Mom. He's just in a hurry.
Okay. You know who was just here?
Sure, it was Margaret. I was hiding in the bushes.
Why are you doing that?
Because girls are no fun. They can't play catch because they can't throw. You can't hit them because they're a girl. So first thing you know, you end up playing house.
True, true.
No TV for you tonight.
I'll get it.
I'm not complaining. I became interested in playing house when you stopped making mud pies and began making apple pies.
Guess what we got out there on the phone? A long distance call for you.
Long distance? Hello? Daddy!
Grandpa?
How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm at home. But if you can put me up for a few days, I'll come for a visit.
Of course we can put you up. Grandpa's coming to see us.
Great! When?
Yes. When are you coming, Daddy?
I thought I could start early tomorrow morning. Should be there by noon.
I can hardly wait to see Dennis.
Oh, he's anxious to see you, too.
Hurry, honey. It's long distance.
Oh, Daddy, this is long distance, and you don't want to run up a big bill, so... Hmm? Oh, all right. He wants to talk to you.
Oh. Hello, Dad. How are you? Good. Been working on any new inventions? No fooling. He's invented a new carburetor.
Really? What's a carburetor?
Dear, it's long distance.
Oh. Well, it's good talking to you, Dad. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, sure, just a second. You want to say hello to Dennis?
Hi, Grandpa. What's a carburetor? Oh, what's combustion mean? Oh, sure, I know what burning means. That's what Mom did to Dad's new shirt yesterday when she was ironing.
Ouch. I'm sorry. It happened when I was trying to get Dennis's foot out of your ukulele.
What's his foot doing in my... Never mind, I don't want to know.
Hey, Grandpa, do you still have all that hair in your ears?
Dennis,
when you get down here, can we show Joey? I told him about it, but he wouldn't believe me.
Dennis, this is long distance.
Should I talk louder?
No, shorter.
You still snore?
Dennis!
What's your favorite TV show? Mine, too. It was swell last night. All about that mysterious stranger.
Dennis, hurry up.
Hey, Grandpa, you want to hurry up and say hello to Tommy?
Please. Well, Daddy, if we don't stop talking, he won't be able to afford the trip, so...
Wait a minute. I want to make one more point. This trip, I don't want you to do any of your matchmaking. Oh, no? Well, how about that widow you brought around? What was her name? Mrs. Elkins. She about drove me crazy.
Well, I'll admit she was an unfortunate choice. All right, Daddy, I promise. No more matchmaking. Goodbye. See you tomorrow. Well, I've got just about a million things to do to get ready.
What can I do?
Let's see. You'd be a big help if you'd clean the front walk.
Okay. Why don't I vacuum it?
No. Use the broom.
Okay. Come on, Tommy.
You know what my grandpa can do with his nose? He can balance a broom on it.
Hey, look, Tommy. Here comes a mysterious stranger.
That's just Mr. Dorfman, the mailman.
Can't you pretend?
Sure, I can pretend.
Okay, who's coming?
A mysterious stranger.
That's right.
And he's wearing a Mr. Dorfman's disguise.
Morning, boy.
Morning. Morning, mysterious stranger.
Oh, I'm mysterious, all right.
Good old Mr. Dorfman wants to play the game with us.
What do we do now?
Don't you watch TV? When a mysterious stranger comes along, you follow him.
You boys trying to play some kind of trick on me?
Heck no, wait!
Are you okay, Mr. Dorfman? Do you know what happened? You tripped over my wagon.
I know I tripped over your wagon.
It's because you were walking backwards and couldn't see where you were going.
I know.
Come on, Tommy. Let's help good old Mr. Dorfman up.
Okay.
Did you decide not to get up?
I can't get up. You're standing in my mail sack.
Excuse me, Mr. Dorfman.
Look, fellas, boys, I'm not a mysterious stranger. Do you understand?
Sure, Mr. Dorfman.
Guess he doesn't want to play our mysterious stranger game.
Sure he does. He just gets nervous when people stand in his mail pouch. Play some more. See how mysterious this acting? Come on. What can we play now, Mr. Dorfman, huh?
I'm hiding from Miss Cathcart.
Why are you hiding from Miss Cathcart?
If you were a bachelor my age, you'd understand.
I'm a bachelor.
Yeah, but you're not my age.
I see you, Mr. Dorfman.
Not yet.
Why, Mr. Dorfman, anybody would think you were hiding.
Oh, I wasn't really, Miss Cathcart.
Then why did you tell us to do
it? Now, you come right in the house. I have a cup of tea waiting.
Yeah, but Miss Cathcart, I have to deliver the mail.
Oh, come here. It'll only take a minute. I'll sing a nice rousing song to speed you on your way.
She has a swell voice, Mr. Dorfman. This morning when she sang for the milkman, he speeded up so much that he was practically running when he left her place.
Dad, it's so good to see you again.
I'll say, I've been up waiting since pretty early.
Since 5:30 this morning, to be exact.
You know why I was up so early?
Why?
Because I was worrying about a question I want to ask you. Can I ask it?
Shoot.
Did you bring me anything?
Dad.
What's the matter?
Young man, you're talking out of turn.
Whose turn is it?
Well, Dennis, if Grandpa's brought you anything, he'll tell you about it.
Well, I guess it's your turn.
You bet it is, and I did bring you something, and it's in my suitcase.
Well, why don't me and you go up and unpack?
Good.
I'll carry it up for you. I hear pirates singing.
Oh, probably to keep their spirits up during the hurricane. Yeah, I can hear them, too.
15 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
Hello in there.
Yeah, they heard you. One of them said,
shiver my timbers, there's Dennis.
I guess this is just about the swellest prison anybody ever gave me. Say, why don't me and you walk around
the block and show it to everybody.
I'm a bit tired after my trip. I'd like to take a nap first. You know, Dennis, you slow down a little when you reach my age.
Would you like to be speeded up?
I sure would.
I know somebody that can do it. She sings to people.
Well, Dennis, if it's a friend of yours, I'd like to meet her.
I'll bet she'd like to meet you, too.
I was expecting the laundry man. Well, Dennis, how are you today?
Fine. I brought you my show to listen to.
I'll listen to it for just a minute. I'm pretty busy vocalizing. Oh, that's a C, isn't it? Well, that's nice.
My grandpa brought it to me.
Oh, is he visiting you?
He sure is.
Well, is your grandmother with him?
He doesn't have one.
Why don't you come in and have a cookie while we have a little chat?
Okay. Will you let me see spin?
Spin?
Sure. I heard my dad say you're a spinster. Thank you.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Mrs. Mitchell. Is Dennis home?
No, I'm sorry. He isn't.
Is his grandfather here yet?
Yes, he is. He just came down from his nap.
Gee, has Dennis been telling me some stories about him? Can I meet him?
Of course you can. Come in.
Where did I get my dolls?
Daddy, I'd like you to meet a very nice young lady.
Oh, Alice. You promised no matchmaking.
Daddy, this is Margaret Wade, a friend of Dennis's.
How do you do, Margaret? I'm always glad to meet any friend of Dennis.
So are we friends?
Sure we are, Miss Cathcart.
And are you going to introduce your friend to your grandfather?
Sure. Are you going to sing for him?
Well, of course I am. Now, why don't you go over and get him right away?
I'll just take a cookie with me in case I meet some poor kid that's hungry. Okay, Miss Cathcart?
I enjoyed meeting you and your babies, Margaret. Will you come back to see me sometime?
Well, if my babies are well.
Oh, have they been sick?
It's been just awful. Yesterday, they were all teething. And today, they've all got the croup. Oh.
What are you doing for them?
I rubbed their chest with liniment. Smell.
Sure did.
Well, bye.
Am I?
Hi, Grandpa. Yes, from your nap?
I sure am. I've been waiting for you. Say, you missed a friend of yours, little Margaret.
I know. I saw her buggy out in front. That's why I came in the back way. Hey, Grandpa, you want to meet another friend of mine, the one that sings?
I sure do. Wait till I get my jacket. I'm looking forward to it.
So is she, boy. She's even going to change her dress.
Aren't you afraid your friend will want to play house with you?
Heck no, not this one. She just sings and gives me cookies.
How do you do? I'm Charlie Perkins.
I'm so glad to meet you. I'm Esther Cathcart. Won't you come in?
Thanks.
Boy, you put on some perfume, didn't you?
Just a touch. I think a woman has an obligation to do the little things that enhance her femininity.
Did you spill any? Awful strong.
Dennis.
Oh, that's all right. Now, why don't you sit down over here?
Thank you.
There.
Oh, you have a very nice place here.
Well, it's my little nest, and I try to make it cozy.
Any special place you want me to sit?
Oh, well, perhaps you'd like to go out and play.
No, I think I'd rather stay with my grandpa.
Well, wouldn't you like to sit over there?
No, I think I'd rather sit on my grandpa.
Why don't we have some refreshment while we chat?
Well!
For you, I have a piece of candy.
Oh. I saw
But your friend lives here.
She does.
Good boy, good boy.
You're welcome. It's elderberry wine.
Thank you.
I made it myself.
Delicious.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Of course, I suppose I really should give credit to my mother. You know, she believed that a girl's place was in the home, making her husband happy. She prepared me very carefully for marriage.
That's nice. Oh, I'm looking forward to meeting Dennis's little friend.
What little friend?
The little girl, your daughter.
Well, I have no daughter. I'm not married.
But who's saying?
She does. And she's going to do it for you.
That is, if you'd like to hear me.
Oh, yes, of course.
My first selection will be Love's Old Sweet Song. Just as long as twilight and the light or blue.
Isn't she swell?
Come and go, as though the heart be weary.
Very nice of you.
I know it. I even let a dog that was a total stranger listen to it.
Good.
You want to listen?
Well, of course I do. Oh, it's the ocean, isn't it?
Did you get me in your ear?
Of course not. Where did you get the shell?
From my grandpa.
Oh. He sent it to you?
No, he brought it to me.
He's here?
Right in my house.
I wish I had him in mine.
Well, Daddy, just because Dennis saw Mrs. Elkins up front doesn't mean she's going to bother you.
I hope not. She's an intelligent woman, Dad. She knows if you were interested, you'd be in touch with her.
Oh, yes!
Hello?
Sure, just a minute. Hey, Grandpa, get what we got out there on the phone. Good old Mrs. Elkins for you.
Too intelligent, huh?
Well, don't blame me if you have an irresistible personality.
Very funny.
Daddy, maybe she just wants to say hello.
If that's all she wants to say, she's a changed woman.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Elkins. Oh, I expect I'm just not much of a letter writer.
You write swell letters to us.
What's that? No, I'm afraid I can't make it tonight, Mrs. Elkins. Oh, no, it's not that. You're a fine cook.
She's on the prowl again.
Oh, she is not.
But she asked him for dinner.
Well, if she does, it's probably just because she's very polite and wants to be nice to somebody from out of town.
Pardon me? Well, as a matter of fact, there is someone else. I spent most of the afternoon at her house. She's a singer. Dennis introduced me, and she made an immediate impression. I never met anyone quite like her. Very much, Mrs. Elkins. I wish only the best for you two. Goodbye, Mrs. Elkins.
Oh, hey, Miss Cathcart, guess what Grandma said
He never met anybody quite like me, you say?
That's what he said.
And everybody said I was wasting my time taking those singing lessons.
I'm home, and look who I've got with me. Good old Miss Cathcart. Grandpa! Where are you?
Dennis, don't shout. Hello, Miss Cathcart.
Hello, Miss Mitchell.
Where's Grandpa?
I thought he was in here. Henry, is Daddy upstairs?
I haven't seen him. Hello, Miss Cathcart.
Hello, Mr. Mitchell. Well, if you don't mind, I'll just sit and wait.
Dennis! Oh, Dennis!
Oh, no!
Coming up next, TV Land's Twice as Nice continues with another episode of Dennis the Menace. It's twice as nice for you, but not quite so nice for Mr. Wilson. Stay tuned.